local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 1210 here on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here with you in studio for, yes, another edition of your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. And joining me here today, we're going to talk a ton of public schools. It seems like the perfect time, being that, you know, we're just honestly days away from the start of the school year already. Not really sure where the summer has gone at this point, but Tammy Ciampa, Lori Buechler are here with me. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're not sure where the summer went either,
no,
but
kidding.
The final countdown is
it
here.
It really was one of those ones where you blink and it was gone pretty much, wasn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And now here we are in Fair Week, so you know it's pretty much
we do.
Taken care of.
We do. We have our new teachers joined us yesterday, so that's always a sign. And we certainly have a lot of excitement in the air as we count down these final days.
Yeah, and for Owatonna Public Schools, it's kind of a staggered start. It always is.
It is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the first students will be starting August 31st this year, which seems a little bit different, but maybe we should just have you explain right here. How is it determined when school is going to start for a year?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in the state of Minnesota, typically we start following Labor Day is where our calendar typically starts. There are some exceptions to that. So if you have a construction project, things like that, you are allowed some leeway in when you start. However, the legislation changed for the 2 years, this year and the 27-28 school year, because of where Labor Day falls. Districts have the opportunity to start prior to that, just to ensure the end of the school year can also align. And so that's why you see us starting a little early this year, as many, many districts across the state.
And it's not one of those cases where then you would have to get special approval or anything like that. It was written into the legislation.
That is correct. For this year and next year. Otherwise, those exceptions apply in any other typical year.
And, you know, not every district is going by that. But like you said, many are, just to kind of get things going, because you don't want to be going to the end of June. That's
exactly
what you would be doing.
Right. And we already have all of our athletics. Our fall athletics have started, and we are certainly in the swing of things.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we got coming up for the new school year. First of all, you tell me that there's a new theme for the year.
There is. And so our theme this year, and we really want to just capture unity. And so this year it's Stronger Together, knowing that as we work together, we know we are better in how we show up for each other and for our students. And so the full theme is Stronger Together, One Pack, One Purpose. And last year, we spent time talking about marigolds and how we show up for each other and for our students. And so we all also sprinkled that into the theme this year, too. And then throughout the year at our regular school board meetings, we also want to recognize all of our many partnerships with which this theme also speaks to the importance of working together.
And so this theme just kind of gets sprinkled in besides the regular curriculum and everything like that, correct?
Correct, right. This is just our kind of as we work through the year, the importance of how we work together and how we show up as a united staff for our students.
Because there's always more to just learning the actual subjects, you know, your math, your reading, all that fun stuff. You got to know how to work in a community as well. And that's what this is all about.
Exactly, yes.
So I guess we kind of covered how the start of the school year is determined. But so the first students start August 31st, and it's just kind of staggered then throughout that first partial week then. And then, of course, you got Labor Day off in there.
Correct, which is always kind of nice. You get that little break there. But, yes, like I mentioned, we welcomed our new staff yesterday, and so that is so exciting to see them joining our team. And then next Wednesday is our all-staff kickoff. And we just really have a full agenda on that day and really getting everyone excited to open our doors for our students rejoining us.
Of course, you want the staff to be excited so they can pass that on to the kids.
Absolutely. How we show up for each other is so important then so we can show up for our students.
All right. So I think looking at the clock here, I think this would be a good point. Let's get our break in so we don't run completely over on time. So we'll talk more about, you know, some of the things you got coming up as we get started with the school year, that sort of thing, when we continue our conversation with Owatonna Public Schools, when your Community Connection continues It's brought to you by Keene Bank here on Cows 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's keep going with our conversation here with Owatonna Public Schools here on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. Tammy Champa, Lori Bugler here with me. And first, before we get too far into the weeds and such like that, we're talking about the start of school. And usually to go along with that, of course, you got homecoming in there. So let's talk a little bit about that. When does it fall, first of all, this year?
Yeah, so this year we are October 2nd is homecoming for us. And, you know, last year was my first year experiencing Owatonna homecoming. And I think just a testament to the community and the engagement. And so I'm very excited this year to re-experience that. And, of course, we always look forward to bringing everyone together for that special event.
Yeah, and I feel like that's kind of right in the middle of a normal time frame for homecoming, isn't it? Give
yeah,
or take?
We were just talking about last year felt really early. So the first week in October feels like a great time to gather together, and at least we'll be in the routines, and it feels like it'll be a great time.
So, yeah, that's, like I said, how you really get started in the fall semester, really. You know, you got to ramp up to it a little bit.
Exactly.
And then bring everyone back down just a little bit more. But let's kind of get into maybe the nuts and bolts, a little bit of the curriculum side of it, per se, with the strategic plan for Owatonna Public Schools here a little bit. This really gives a little bit more of an insight, I think, to the public as to what's really happening inside the school walls.
Yeah. So it used to be kind of the practice was that strategic plans where a lot of time and energy was put into them. And then oftentimes it was a binder on a shelf and someone would say, oh, we talked about that. We have evolved to a place that a strategic plan should really be our plan on a page and really be the guiding work of all that we do. And so we often talk about how does that relate to our strategic plan or are those our strategic directions? And so the board at our upcoming meeting, we'll be looking at a refresh for our strategic plan. So the mission is inspiring excellence, every learner, every day. We believe in that. We speak to it every day. The mission is not changing in any way. What we did change a little bit is our strategic directions. And so we have future-ready learners. We had 21st century, although we think about that and think, ooh, that's no longer futuristic. So how do we think about what our students will experience in the future? And then we added effective and efficient operations. Of course, this last year has been a time that we have spent a lot of time really assessing our systems and ensuring that we are operating as efficient as possible. So there's a lot more to that, but really it is what guides the work each and every day.
And I would feel like you're talking about trying to plan for the future. You know, that's got to be the hard part in coming up with these things, not knowing exactly where we're going to go technology-wise, that sort of thing, isn't it?
Right. And that's exactly why we're looking at a refresh, so that we are nimble and responsive to the needs of our community, our students. And so this is there are a few slight changes. And then all of our leadership staff, they also set all of their goals in alignment with the strategic plan. And each month, then, the board sees collectively where the leadership staff are in regards to the strategic directions. And most importantly, they know it's first and foremost on our minds as we make decisions.
And now, is this something that is just really handled, you know, within the district, or is like public input taken into this and that sort of thing?
Typically, when you redo one, then there's lots of stakeholders. This one, we just made some slight adjustments. But one thing that I do want to point out on it is one of the things we had was build and nurture relationships. We added to that because Owatonna is so robust in all of our partnerships. We added partnerships in the school and community. And last year when we did our survey, we heard from our community. We'd like to see more engagement with the public in our schools. So we heard that. And we have a number of things that we are excited about to continue to offer opportunities for our community to be engaged with our schools.
Yeah, so let's jump into that a little bit. You actually picked up on my segue perfectly on that one.
Well, perfect.
So, let's just kind of talk about opportunities for the community to be involved, because it's your community, it's your school district, essentially.
It is, absolutely. And so I'm going to let Lori speak to some of the things that we have in place, and we are just so excited about a couple of the new opportunities this year.
Yeah, so we have actually two opportunities that have been ongoing, but applications are open right now for new people to join. One is our District Curriculum Advisory Committee, so that's looking at the curriculum that's used in classrooms throughout the district. And the other one is our Transportation Safety Committee that works with our partners at the Owatonna Bus Company, along with the police department and the city, to really make sure that our kids are safe as they're getting to and from school every day. So those have been ongoing, but we have applications are open right now on our website at isd761.org. And then we have two new opportunities for people this year. One is, it's going to be super exciting, Corey, Budget Advisory Council. There are people who love the budget, and there's school finances are very complex. And so we are starting this new committee that anyone in the community is welcome to join. They do not have to have financial experience. If they do, that's also great. But the Budget Advisory Council will start meeting in September. So those applications are open on the website right now, too. And they will meet a number of times and really serve as an advisory committee to the school board. They won't make the decisions, but they will give input and provide what they think should happen with different aspects of the budget. And then the second one is a really fun new program called the OPS Insider. So they will start meeting in October, and they'll meet seven times. And they're just going to get to learn about all that happens behind the scenes to help our 5,000 students be successful every day. So we'll be looking at HR and finances and the facilities and our nutrition services and all these different aspects that it takes to come together to make sure that school goes well for all of our students.
And, you know, maybe if something like that isn't an option, you know, the other thing I was thinking of, the school board meetings, they are open to the public.
Absolutely. Yep. They meet the second and fourth Mondays of most months. The second Tuesday is a work session each time where they're discussing and talking about different things, policy related and governments related. And then the fourth Monday is typically the business meeting. And so they take care of the business of the school board at that time. But yes, they are both open to the public.
And then, of course, there's always the option, which I know it's closed at this point, but running for school board, that's always an option.
Yes.
I can't remember the exact numbers right off the top of my head, but there's a good number of people that stepped up to the plate for this one coming up in November again.
Yes, we do have eight candidates who have filed to run. So, absolutely.
With four open seats.
Yes. Correct.
All right. Thanks. All right. So, would you look at that? We're running out of time here. It never fails.
Always.
Yeah, it always goes by so fast. But I think we'll be getting you guys in one more time yet here for this year. But that is going to have to wrap up our community connection, because we got to get over to the other side of the building for the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review. That comes up here at 12:30. Then John Partridge will take over from the Steel County Free Fair coming up at 1 o'clock. And then I'll take over from there, starting at 2 here this afternoon as we broadcast live from the Bulldog Coatings booth, our booth sponsored by Bulldog Coatings, I should say it this way, that way, at the Steel County Free Fair. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. It's right here on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith, and we'll talk to you a little bit later this afternoon.